so, ntsenze kusipha palombo sikola jomi ekama and father most people know as no boss that that you that what you really understand how is it that one guy from the brother from and decides he is the founder of so much islands when most nothing in Europe and Europe was almost like a backward place before the Moors enter into Granada in a Spain. It was really a high quality life. Christopher Colombo was born in a place named Genoa in Italy. And he was a sailor upon the ship from Portugal. But we must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that Portuguese were the first European countries to enslave and after one of the first to really enslave Africans. And Christopher Columbus was on those ships that used to venture into Europe, into Africa. Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus got to Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Why we are telling this story is because something happened that we miss in the history when we talk about 1492. Because that is really what I'm doing. 1492, Christopher Columbus come across and so. And really create havoc amongst the indigenous people. And then I'm going to say the Arawaks are the Taino were the first people to inhabit here. But Africans was here too. Africans was here too. Africans was here thousands of years before Christopher Columbus came here. So, in the Americas, as they would have called it. Africans ventured into these parts of the world thousands of years. Anyway. The man named Christopher Columbus wanted to go to India. India he wanted to go. And he needed some ship, but he couldn't get the ship them. So he went to King Ferdinand Queen Isabella to get the ship them to venture. And he get three ships, but he couldn't get nobody to come with him. Because the Europeans thought that if you go too far, you're going to see the fall off. I have some people I know talk about the world flat, the earth flat, and all them foolish stuff. But him thought, and the people them in Europe thought that the further you go to the horizon, it's probably going to fire up, they're going to see some beasts and all these things. When Christopher said he wanted the chance, he said he can't travel west, go east, not knowing that what goes around, come around. And it's really Indian adventure out the door, but he must travel the other way. So Christopher Columbus got into the prisons in Spain and took out the murderers and the thieves and the pedophiles and all these people and promised them land if they would go with him. Well, you promised me gold and free freedom from the jail. Me take the chance. So only for people take the chance and go with him and treat ship them. But what they don't tell you that there were Moors on the ship. There were African people on the ship. The chief navigators on these ships were Moors. Because they know about navigation. They developed navigation years ago. Long time they developed navigation. Well, Christopher Columbus venture out and somehow he lose his point, lose direction, and he end up in this part of the world. But the reason why we are telling the story is not Columbus, why is that part of the world? It's 1492. What was taking place in Europe in 1492? There's a thing in the Inquisition. A lot of you might not know what is the Inquisition. The Inquisition is when the king and queen of Spain decides that anybody that is not with the papacy, pope, it's heretics, so they should be burned to death, crucified or hanged. So there was an actual fighting going on, but anybody with them feeling say was part of this conspiracy against Christendom. Because you were just telling them calling you were in Christendom. But guess what now? It was really against the Moors and the Jews. Because the Moors and the Jews never accept the papacy. So this inquisition was against the Jews and against the Moors, the Muslims, as we like call them. So in 1492, they started this inquisition. The inquisition is people. It's a system of them called the inquisitors. You know what you say? Inquisitive. The inquisitive means they set people to watch you, to see what you was doing. For instance, the notion of the nation of is the nation of people who call themselves Muslims. They pray 5 times a day. And if a man next door look over and see you pray 5 times a day, he'll say, yes, see that. It's not a part of a faith, I say, you're fighting against Rome. So they would inquire, call the inquisitor, and he will inquire if you are part of this thing. And this would lead to your prosecution and death. So this was something that was taking place right over Europe, where anyone that was found with a different religious perspective would be put to death by the authorities that call themselves the inquisitors or the inquisitions set up there to deal with these situations. So what they wanted to do was to run out all the Africans out of Spain, and then the Inquisition continued further into Europe. So you have other inquisitors and Inquisition developed. By the point where now there was a lot of burning of people. Imagine that, burning people at the stake because they found out that who was not part of the Roman Catholic Empire. And not only that, we went in Holland, there is a church museum. And if you see the church, the thing that them usually do. And the real thing about it, you know, is that them do this. They ask you if you are with the Pope. And them charge you to the point where you have to say you is with the Pope. And then they kill you. Because I don't have to talk to you too much, you say it. The inquisitors, the Inquisition, now I remember that. The Inquisition, time in Europe, when African people was hunted, because of the religious perspective. And up to this day, we still are taking it, it's not that on the level there. But we see the church, the Roman Catholic Church, even in Canada the other day, they found 200 graves of young children who were supposed to be culturally brainwashed into believing in Jesus Christ to give up their indigenous culture. That is what they took the children away from. They took them away from the nation and put them in some places where they brainwashed the people into their religious perspective. And now we find that it is coming out more and more. And they will keep finding these things because this is something that Europe has continuously done. Make you feel that what they are doing is the right and proper thing. And I hide the atrocities that they do, not only to other people, but to themselves. Because World War I and World War II was fought not as a world war, with Europe and the tribes of Europe fighting against the tribes of Europe. It was nothing else. We never involved in a world war. Just like what they say, the world series. It's only America involved in a world series. Nobody's getting there. I'm sure presumptuous them is. Them farm again in the world series. And it's only America involved in it. Out.
Yeah, this is Muta Baruka. I want to introduce it to a different style of programming on the media. They call it RAS Internet.today. I want you to log on to it because there's a pleasant surprise
Ras Internet got to be provide you with all different perspectives, knowledge, psychology, philosophy, history, social things, religion. So why tune into it? Ras, R-A-S-S-S, Internet, that today. I
when you hear you say, my
Glory to the Master. that I feel dark is just for you.
Thank you. sister's name the letter. I'm gonna mail it straight to you. I'm gonna bring back to your mind what you said about always being true. About our secret hiding places being daily satisfied. I can see you sitting and reading it while you hang your head and cry. I just hope you're not so sad that you're gonna go down suicide. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter, put it special delivery. Cause it's gonna be full of stuff that's only known to you and me. About how the time I get turned on, you turn me off and bring me down. It'll be about the darkest news that ever did arrive in your hometown. It'll be about the saddest thing your mailman ever did bring around. I'm gonna write a tear-stained letter. I'm gonna tell you one more time that you still could reconsider and come back to be in mine. And if you think about what I'm saying, it'd be hard to refuse. Just be sure you think a long time on the answers that you choose. It will be a most important piece of personal private news.
Outside. Thank you. waiting here for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one down so long seems exactly like you. You make me feel so glad I wanna have the world with you. You seem to understand. You could have just been done, dreaming, dreams I'm dreaming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She made me for someone exactly like you.
Thank you. Thank you. Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.